Welcome to the Royal Palace of La Granja de San Ildefonso. To understand this place, you have to imagine a small boy in the gardens of Versailles. His name is Philippe. His grandfather is Louis XIV, the Sun King, and he is learning to bow as the fountains rise on cue. That boy grew up to become Philip V, the first Bourbon King of Spain, and he never quite got over Versailles. When he came to Spain to take the throne in 1700, the formal Spanish court depressed him. The heat of Madrid in summer was suffocating. So in 1717, after riding out hunting in the cool foothills of the Sierra de Guadarrama, 80 kilometers north of Madrid, he found a small hermitage dedicated to Saint Ildefonso, surrounded by a farm. The Geronimite monks who lived there called it La Granja, the farm. Philip bought it, he kept the name, and then he built a palace. If you stand in the central courtyard and look up at the pale facade with its statues lined along the roof, you can see what he was after. He wanted Versailles, but Versailles set down in the mountains. He hired a Frenchman, René Carlier, to design the gardens. And then, when Carlier died young, Étienne Bouteloup took over. They both knew Marly, the smaller royal retreat near Versailles, where Louis XIV went to escape his own court. And Marly, more than Versailles itself, is the real model for La Granja. Inside, the palace is sumptuous, but unexpectedly intimate. The royal apartments still have their original Spanish tapestries from the Royal Tapestry Factory. The gallery of statues holds Roman marbles that Philip bought in bulk from Queen Christina of Sweden's old collection. There are Murano glass chandeliers, Carrara marble fireplaces, and, if you are lucky enough to be there on a feast day, the smell of beeswax from the chapel candles. Speaking of glass, do not miss the Royal Glass Factory just outside the palace gates. La Granja crystal is some of the finest in Europe, and the kilns have been operating with breaks since 1727. But the truly extraordinary thing here is the gardens, and specifically the fountains. There are 26 of them, monumental, gilded, dramatic. They run entirely on gravity, there are no pumps. The water comes down from a reservoir higher in the mountains, called El Mar, the sea, and falls through a system of pipes that builds enough pressure to send the fountain called Fame, La Fama, leaping 40 meters into the air. 40 meters. It is, even today, one of the tallest fountains in Europe. Each fountain is a stage set. The Baths of Diana is the most famous. Diana the Huntress surprised mid-bath, her nymphs scattering, the gods watching from the rocks. And here, I have to share my favorite small anecdote. When Philip V, by now elderly, chronically depressed, prone to wandering the palace in his dressing gown at 3 in the morning, saw the Baths of Diana running for the first time, he sighed and said, "It has cost me 3 millions and amused me 3 minutes." His staff dutifully wrote it down. You can almost feel sorry for him. But Philip's eccentricity was not just sad. Sometimes it was wonderful. In 1736, when the reservoir works needed beasts of burden, the king ordered 12 dromedaries shipped from his other palace at Aranjuez, where they had been kept as exotic guests. The royal accountant protested. The dromedaries came anyway. The last one died in La Granja in 1740, and there is, even now, a small note about them in the palace archives. The fountains today only run on certain days, usually the Feast of San Luis in late August, and on Wednesdays and Saturdays through the summer. If you can time your visit, do. There is nothing quite like watching 40 meters of water lift into the sky against the dark green of the Guadarrama pines. Before you leave, walk a little way into the gardens beyond the formal section. The path opens out into a French-style maze, and beyond that, a great lake. There is a coolness here, even in August. That is the whole reason this place exists. 300 years on, the Sierra still works exactly as Philip V wanted it to. Enjoy your visit.